Yes, sir.
Bob, got this thing here in the mail.
Yes.
The evening of November 14.
Uh-huh.
Bob, if I am reading the math correctly, there wasn't just one meteor, but one, two...
Five. Five objects.
Let me ask you about that on tape. That's phenomenal.
Okay.
So to speak. Okay, Bob Gribble, phenomenal research. Okay, we have been told by the authorities, the Big A, that there was a meteor that crashed. First we were told in Centralia, then they started looking for it in eastern Washington. What do you think happened, and how credible is this, and how many objects were there, really?
Well, actually, there were five objects involved. Unfortunately, the one which was supposed to have impacted with the Earth around McKenna, Washington, was the one that really dominated the activity that night. And this is the particular story that was picked up by the news media. We started getting reports at about 6:20 that evening, and the calls came in all night. Of course, we put together the pieces of this jigsaw puzzle and came up with five different objects instead of the one. And I think the reason that the scientific community was not aware of these others is the fact that they were just completely ignored by the news media, or possibly the news media just did not know about them.
Okay, now why would the scientific community get so hung up on this? You know, why do you think they are, the scientific community is a little too fast to write off a UFO sighting?
Well, oh yes, I think that the majority of the people associated with the scientific community will ignore any UFO report when it appears to be a meteor. And of course, they concentrated on that particular case because they wanted to get a hold of that meteor before a time lapse. And I think that they were lacking information, whereas on that particular evening, we were just getting reports from all over western Washington and certain sections of eastern Washington, and they did not have this data available to them.
Okay, now it's kind of a rare phenomenon if in fact, there are these five objects, and it's kind of interesting that a lot of them appeared to break up and explode. Is that a normal behavior?
Well, we don't know for a fact that they did explode. According to the witnesses, they did break up. Of course, when we get a description that an object has exploded, we immediately look for this clue. Was there any audible sound? Did they pick up sound waves? And, of course, in none of these cases where they broke up did sound waves occur, nor did the case in eastern Washington where it was supposed to have exploded in a very violent explosion, according to the witness, did they hear any sound waves. So, yes, it is common in the field of ufology where these objects will break up and not create any sound pattern at all.
Have you had any speculation at all what kind of an object would fly along, visible for, in the case of most of them, over 100 miles, and why would an object do that and then break up?
Well, we feel that it could be some kind of a monitoring missile, which is attempting to pick up some kind of data in the particular area where the breakup was reported. Or we are dealing with an electrical phenomenon of some kind in which the object itself actually does not break up, but merely puts off electrical charges, which make it appear that it has broke up.
Outstanding, Bob. I'm still going to get a hold of you one of these days, and we'll tape a half-hour public affairs program.
That would be great.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Bye.